Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The real estate market is still tough around the country and here in Massachusetts. Single-family home sales and median home prices in Massachusetts continued to decline in May, according to the latest figures from the real estate publisher The Warren Group. Even on high-end Nantucket, property sales were down nearly 20% last month. In fact, the slow market has led one homeowner to try and sell his multi-million-dollar house today in an absolute auction at which the highest bidder gets the house no matter how low the bid. To find out about today's event and about how Nantucket is faring in the real estate downturn, we turn to David Callahan, broker and owner of Jordan Real Estate on Nantucket, who is representing a potential buyer at today's auction. David Callahan, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me ask you, first of all, is an absolute auction for a piece of very nice property on Nantucket unusual?
It's very unusual. It's one of the first times it's ever happened here.
And what's that say about the real estate market there?
Well, I think it says that the owner of the property is a little bit of a risk taker, and he wants to move this property on because he's bought another one. It's not a financial situation, and he wants to have a date certain that he's out of that mortgage.
You've been selling properties on Nantucket for 20 years.
Correct.
Give us the thumbnail sketch of the housing market on Nantucket right now and how it compares to previous downturns over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, the last downturn that I went through really was in the late 90s, early 2000, and I think this one's a little broader than that. That hit a lot of builders, et cetera, people that were stretched. Here it seems to be a little deeper and a little more prolonged, and we don't know when it will end, but it seems as though in July we've seen, in the first 2 weeks of July here, we've seen a great uptick. So perhaps we're seeing the bottom of the market.
Have houses in all price ranges been affected on Nantucket by the recent downturn? The lower priced houses, so to speak, if there are any real lower priced houses on Nantucket, all the way through to the higher priced homes, the multi-million dollars?
I think so. I think we've seen the lower priced houses be hit maybe the hardest in the mid-range houses that in here, that's the $2 million range, because of the bank financing. The higher-priced homes, the $5 to $15 million homes, their sales aren't as brisk, but I don't see that their values have gone down as much. Maybe it's because of fewer trades in that range. But we have had, you know, a very large $13 million sale that I think was a good value for both sides of the parties.
Tell us about the home that's being auctioned off today.
The home that's being auctioned off today is a house that has been redone in the last couple of years. It's a home that was purchased and was on the market for $6 to $7 million at varying times. The man purchased a house of twice that value. It's ready to go. It's has swimming pool, garage.
How big is it?
It's probably around 6,000 square feet.
So it's a Nantucket cottage.
Well, it's a good-sized house. It's actually on a double lot, so it's it's in a prime small subdivision with good neighbors around you.
As we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, you represent a potential buyer at today's auction. What's the benefit, do you think, from a buyer's perspective, of going to an auction where the auction is absolute? That is the highest bid, no matter how low the high bid is, takes the house.
I think it's value shopping. And whether my client really loves the house or not, he feels if he could get it at the right price, it's worth to get a great house at perhaps less value because of the absolute auction than he might normally be able to buy, even in this market.
Of course, there's no guarantee that the house isn't going to go for a whopping sum as well.
No, that's the great beauty of an auction.
What was the amount the owner was trying to sell the house for?
Last at just under $7 million.
Okay, and so I should probably ask, although you might not want to say, what you hope your client hopes to get it for today.
Well, he wants to get it as cheap as he can. That's the thing of the auction. And it's funny. I think the house will probably not get its full value, because even though there's quite a few registered bidders, I understand, I know in my office alone, that we have three bidders going to the auction. And I know they've taken quite a few people through the house at the auction company at different previews they have. But I think most people are really thinking that I'll buy this house if I can steal it. And, you know, hopefully for the seller, there'll be two people there that love it more than just as a value, and they'll bid each other up.
Well, David Callahan, good luck to you and your buy. The real estate market is still tough around the country and here in Massachusetts. Single-family home sales and median home prices in Massachusetts continued to decline in May, according to the latest figures from the real estate publisher The Warren Group. Even on high-end Nantucket, property sales were down nearly 20% last month. In fact, the slow market has led one homeowner to try and sell his multi-million-dollar house today in an absolute auction, at which the highest bidder gets the house no matter how low the bid. To find out about today's event and about how Nantucket is faring in the real estate downturn, we turn to David Callahan, broker and owner of Jordan Real Estate on Nantucket, who is representing a potential buyer at today's auction. David Callahan, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me ask you, first of all, is an absolute auction for a piece of very nice property on Nantucket unusual?
It's very unusual. It's one of the first times it's ever happened here.
And what's that say about the real estate market there?
Well, I think it says that the owner of the property is a little bit of a risk taker, and he wants to move this property on because he's bought another one. It's not a financial situation, and he wants to have a date certain that he's out of that mortgage.
You've been selling properties on Nantucket for 20 years.
Correct.
Give us the thumbnail sketch of the housing market on Nantucket right now and how it compares to previous downturns over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, the last downturn that I went through really was in the late 90s, early 2000, and I think this one's a little broader than that. That hit a lot of builders, et cetera, people that were stretched. Here it seems to be a little deeper and a little more prolonged, and we don't know when it will end, but it seems as though in July we've seen, in the first 2 weeks of July here, we've seen a great uptick. So perhaps we're seeing the bottom of the market.
Have houses in all price ranges been affected on Nantucket by the recent downturn, the lower-priced houses, so to speak, if there are any real lower-priced houses on Nantucket, all the way through to the higher-priced homes, the multi-million dollars?
I think so. I think we've seen the lower-priced houses be hit maybe the hardest in the mid-range houses that in here, that's the $2 million range, because of the bank financing. The higher-priced homes, the $5 to $15 million homes, their sales aren't as brisk, but I don't see that their values have gone down as much. Maybe it's because of fewer trades in that range. But we have had, you know, a very large $13 million sale that I think was a good value for both sides of the parties.
Tell us about the home that's being auctioned off today.
The home that's being auctioned off today is a house that has been redone in the last couple of years. It's a home that was purchased and was on the market for $6 to $7 million at varying times. The man purchased a house of twice that value. It's ready to go. It's has swimming pool, garage.
How big is it?
It's probably around 6,000 square feet.
So it's a Nantucket cottage.
Well, it's a good-sized house. It's actually on a double lot, so it's it's in a prime small subdivision with good neighbors around you.
As we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, you represent a potential buyer at today's auction. What's the benefit, do you think, from a buyer's perspective, of going to an auction where the auction is absolute? That is the highest bid, no matter how low the high bid is, takes the house.
I think it's value shopping. and whether my client really loves the house or not. He feels if he could get it at the right price, it's worth to get it's worth to get a great house at perhaps less value because of the absolute auction than he might normally be able to buy, even in this market.
Of course, there's no guarantee that the house isn't going to go for a whopping sum as well.
No, that's the great beauty of an auction.
What was the amount the owner was trying to sell the house for?
Just under $7 million.
Okay, and so I should probably ask, although you might not want to say, what you hope your client hopes to get it for today?
Well, he wants to get it as cheap as he can. That's the thing of the auction. It's funny, I think the house will probably not get its full value because even though there's quite a few registered bidders, I know in my office alone that we have three bidders going to the auction. And I know they've taken quite a few people through the house at the auction company at different previews they have. But I think most people are really thinking that I'll buy this house if I can steal it. And, you know, hopefully for the seller, there'll be two people there that love it more than just as a value, and they'll bid each other up.
Well, David Callahan, good luck to you and your buyer today at the auction.
All right, thanks, Bob.
David Callahan is a real estate broker and owner of Jordan Real Estate on Nantucket.